I am in studio here, and we are talking about the Yellow Tulip Project, and we have two special guests in studio. First, we have Judy Duarte. Thanks for joining us today. She is a nurse, and Dr. Terry Reed, a pediatrician. Thanks so much for joining us, and I'm glad we had a few minutes to talk a little bit off air. We're not here just talking about gardening, are we, Judy? What are we talking about?
No, not at all. We're talking about the mental health crisis that our children and adolescents are in. And the Yellow Tulip Project is one project that has a mission to eliminate the stigma surrounding mental illness and to bring hope to the children, adolescents, and the community at large. And part of that is by planting these hope gardens.
That's, you know, it's something that you hear about, maybe you read about, and then maybe some of your friends will tell you about people they know, children they knew going through a tough time. I think a lot of it got amplified during the pandemic, maybe people feeling a little bit of isolation. And Dr. Reed, this is something that you probably see when you deal with some of your patients.
Absolutely. Especially during the pandemic, I saw a huge spike in mental health issues, and parents were also stressed. And they would bring their children in talking about depression and those sorts of things. And it's very difficult to find services for children with mental health. And Judy's project hits it at the ground level. It's parents and educators helping the children cope with their feelings.
And that's right, Judy. When you say ground level, you mean literally getting out and planting some of these tulips. Tell us how this works practically and symbolically.
So practically, over the last 2 years, we have planted about 2,000 tulips throughout Plymouth. We started at my school, Plymouth Community Intermediate School, and we planted 500 tulips last year. And then this year, two of my colleagues had also taken on the project at their schools, and we also planted more at the Plymouth Public Library. Symbolically, getting down into the soil, being out in nature, in the sun, and being with our student ambassadors who are planting these tulips. We want the students to be doing this project. And it opens up conversation. It does teach them about nature and the tulips, but it's also talking about how we get through difficult times. So very much just like the tulips are in the ground, and here in our region, the Northeast region, our winters are long and it's often dark, and sometimes just as we go through difficult, dark times in our lives, to continue to always have hope and something beautiful will come out at the end. So if we have the children receive the help that they need, then they can come out and have a beautiful life and not feel like that they need to take their own lives because something is bothering them, or they are so stressed or worried about anything in particular, that there are other options and that suicide should never be one of them.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I think I told you a little bit off air, the Marshfield police chief here, Phil Tavares, one time said to me, and it really stuck, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, something people should never think about, and to put things into perspective. But if you, I feel like you're at the end of the rope, sometimes it's very tough for people to think of anything else. Tell me a little bit about Suzanne Fox, who started this.
Suzanne Fox and her daughter, Julia Hansen, started the Yellow Tulip Project about 7 years ago. Julia herself, her daughter, was struggling with some mental illness through her middle school years and into her sophomore year. In her sophomore year of high school, she lost her two closest friends within months of each other, both to suicide. And she went to her mom, and she herself, like I said, was struggling, and she said, "What is happening? Why did my two best friends feel that there was no hope, that there was nothing more to live for?" She said, "We have to do something." And part of the reason for not receiving help, a major part of reason, is there's a stigma to mental illness, and people are afraid to come forth and talk about it. They're afraid that people will look at them different or think differently about them. And so Julia and her mom wanted to eliminate that stigma. So they came up with this Yellow Tulip Project as a way to bring communities together to create hope and to eventually reduce the deaths by suicide. Mm-hmm. The Tulip Project is symbolic from her two best friends. One her favorite color was yellow, and the other friend, her favorite flower was the tulip. And so that's why they came up with the Yellow Tulip Project.
Interesting. Dr. Reed, this is something, you're also a member of the Plymouth Board of Health. This is something that you'd like to possibly incorporate into what you do in the town of Plymouth.
Absolutely. We want to make mental health issues make people more aware of mental health issues, and this in particular, because a lot of people don't realize that even young children commit suicide. This has been going increasing over the years, and I would like to see the community plant gardens along with Judy and her ambassadors of Yellow Tulips all over the town, and then maybe people from other towns will hear about it and come visit us and learn more about mental health issues.
Well, you know, you would think also, when we talked about this a little off air, if you had a broken leg, you wouldn't avoid going to the doctor. So if this is also, if you've got something mentally going on, you need help, why wait?
Absolutely. I mention all the time that families know their children best. And if you notice anything that seems a little bit unusual, don't be afraid to address the issue with your child. There's a huge myth about talking about suicide, and people think that if you talk about it, that'll increase the numbers. People will get the idea. And that's just not true. In fact, we can intervene and we can give them skills like Judy was talking about, mindfulness techniques and things like that to help them to deal with their depression.
And when you talk with kids at school, Judy, why did they tell you why they're depressed or why they're upset? Is it family issues? Is it social media? What is it?
It can be a number of issues. Often it's social media, because they are not able to disconnect and get away from bullying, whereas years ago we might have received notes or people talked about things, but when we came home we were able to tune out all of that, mm-hmm. and at least get away from some of it. Now it's replayed over and over again. Some of it is that, some of it are family situations, and sometimes there is nothing in particular. There may not be a traumatic event. Sometimes it's just chemically changes happen within an adolescent, in particular, mm-hmm. within their brain, that may lead to depression, and it could be your all-star athlete, your straight-A student, could be somebody who doesn't look like they're struggling, but they are, so it's not always very obvious when a child is struggling.
And Dr. Reed, if people are listening, say parents thinking, well, I do know my child and I think this child needs some help, are there resources out there for kids?
Well, the resources are somewhat limited for children. We have maybe more for adolescents, older children, and adults, but we do have a very good inpatient psychiatric hospital in St. Francis Hospital for children, and your pediatrician will know where to find those resources. So the main thing is to talk to your pediatrician about it.
And let them know, if people are listening to this, it's not the end of the line. There are there are resources out there, and there are people that are interested in helping you and your family and your kids. Judy, what would you say to people that are listening thinking, I never knew that there was anything out there like the Yellow Tulip Project?
I would say there are a lot of different projects like this that we are trying to spread that word, to have people get the help and have families help their children when they are struggling. But just like Dr. Reed had said, you need to have the right resources. So speaking with your school nurse, speaking with school guidance counselors, school psychologists, and your pediatrician is one way to get the help. You could certainly go on websites like the Yellow Tulip Project. There are resources right there. There is a 988 suicide hotline if your child is in crisis that you can call, but there is always someone to help you, and the healthcare provider is typically the first stop, but there are many resources also at your schools.
Absolutely. And Dr. Reed, anything else you want to add about the Yellow Tulip Project or getting help in general?
I just encourage people to get the help. If you think about it, if you think there's something going on, then there probably is. Children don't express themselves the same way we do, and a lot of times keeps things bottled up. So don't be afraid to try and talk to your children and see what they're really thinking.
Absolutely. Well, this sounds like a wonderful project and a good way to really help people. Anything either one of you would like to add? I think we talked about some of the key points. Anything, Judy, that you wanted to add?
I think a little bit about what Dr. Reed had said about talking, because talk does save lives. To remember to always be kind and compassionate to people, because we don't know what they're going through. And if you would like to join us, we are having our first annual Hope Day walk that is community-wide. We did one last year locally at the school, but this year we will host a Hope Day walk on this coming Saturday, April 29th, from 9 to 10. It takes off at Plymouth North High School. Right next door to it is the Center for Active Living. That's where we will set up, and it's a very short 1 mile walk down to the Plymouth Public Library, so we will see the tulips in bloom. There is no charge for this walk. We just want people to come together and get the resources and get the information out there.
It sounds like a lot of good ideas. And again, how can people find out more about the Yellow Tulip Project? Just Google it and take a look at the website.
Yes, just Google Yellow Tulip Project. That was how I learned about it. There's wonderful information.
That's terrific. We appreciate you both joining us today. We've got Judy Duarte. She's a nurse practitioner, PCIS, and Dr. Terry Reed, who is a pediatrician and also a member of the Plymouth Board of Health. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome.